done this show from inside the Capitol before. I was told that the Senate clerk has said that's not permissible to on Monday. So we will find a place, even if it's like we broadcasted live from the statues when the tarps came off. We will be live there on Monday. I don't think we comply with the governor's orders, but expect what's coming next, and we're going to have to do a hell of a job to keep the narrative pointing to it. I'm just saying these are a couple of ideas to throw out there. But you have a great morning. Keep the strings waxed.
All right, bundle up. It's going to be cold.
A new year, but our commitment to you stays the same. Everything you need to know every half hour and world-class analysis in between on WCHV.
Widespread fog this morning. Otherwise, very cloudy skies today. A stray shower or two possible this afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 50s.
It's 43 degrees at 5:30 this Wednesday morning here at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
An armed robbery occurred at the Atlantic Union Bank on Barracks Road in Charlottesville, and the person of interest is on the run.
We are currently working with Albemarle State Police, Fluvanna, as well as the local authorities from where the vehicle has been taken from. It was a stolen vehicle, to see if we can triangulate and identify the suspect at this time.
Nobody was hurt.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says that his war powers resolution has the votes it needs to pass. Kaine says that the bill is bipartisan and actually started with the Republicans reaching out to him.
They were discouraged that the attitude that was being communicated to us was that Congress is an annoyance. Why do you want to know? We don't have to tell you anything. You should be glad that we're here 6 days later to give you a few morsels of information. And so after that, they came to me and we have been able to make some amendments that have earned the support first of Senators Lee and Paul, but now the support also of Senators Young and Collins.
The senator will be holding a discussion on the War Powers Resolution on Friday at the Batten School of Leadership and Public Policy at the University of Virginia, starting at about 11:30.
It has been almost 2 months since Elizabeth Haysom and Jens Søring were paroled, but while Søring was returned to Germany in December, Haysom is still in ICE custody. Søring and Haysom are former UVA students, both convicted in the 1985 murders of Derek and Nancy Haysom in Bedford County. In a statement, an ICE spokesperson says Elizabeth Haysom still being held in a facility in Georgia. There's a deportation order from 1989 that says she should be sent back to Canada, but ICE would not comment on why that hasn't happened yet.
The Equal Rights Amendment ratification fight in Virginia clears another committee hurdle. Earlier this week, a Senate committee advanced the Equal Rights Amendment to the Senate floor for a full vote. Today, a House committee on party lines, 13-9, voted to advance the measure to the floor. Even if it does pass the Virginia General Assembly, there are still court battles over a long-since-passed 1982 deadline for statewide ratification.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 43 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.